Hello, you're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hi there, I've got a call. I was in this eSchools and I mistreated. I called you up and I got a text message sent.
Okay, so who is it that I'm speaking to, sorry?
William Curran, CoWAN. I got a wee message. I tried to call you. I got a wee message. When you're ready, please call us on. So, we've also sent you a WhatsApp message.
Yeah.
And then,
William Cohen, did you say?
Karen, yes.
Yep, okay. Just bear with me, sir. Okay, yeah, so we received your inquiry over the weekend
Aye.
in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Uh-huh.
So we were just giving you a call just to go through that inquiry and application process with you. So is now a better time to talk to yourself?
It's okay.
Yep, okay, sir. So we've got your first name here as William and surname as Cohen. Do you
Yes.
have any middle names, sir?
No.
No, okay. And then we've got your email address here as, is it woollycohen556
Yes.
at gmail.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep, okay. And what's your date of birth, please, sir?
16/11/1969.
So that's the 16th of the 11th, 1969.
Yes.
Yep, okay. And what's your home address, please, sir?
It's 38 East Street, St. Monans, answer 5.
In Fife, did you say?
Yes.
Yep. I've got that one here. That's perfect. Okay, perfect, sir. And do you know what address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
What's that say again?
Do you know your address that you lived at prior to being placed in care?
I think it was 77 Carlton Avenue, Woodside, Glenrothes.
Is that Cowden spelled CoWDEN?
What, Kevin?
No, the address that you lived at prior.
Carlton, CAR. L T O N.
Okay, and what area is that in?
That's in Fife, Glenrothes. Glenrothes, Fife.
Okay, and are we able to grab the name of your GP surgery that you're registered at, please?
GP said it is Anstruther Medical Practice. Answer 5.
Is that the Skeith Centre?
Yes, that's the one.
Yep, perfect, sir. Thank you. Okay, and am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, please, sir?
My father was William Cowan, and my mother was Anne Jordan.
Anne Georgeson.
Jordan.
Or
J
Jordan.
O R D A N.
Perfect.
Jordan.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and was you known by any other names during your time in care, sir?
No.
No, okay. And have you changed your name at any time by deed, poll, or marriage?
No.
No, okay. And have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme for any advance payment at all?
No.
No, okay, sir. Perfect.
I could do the advance payment.
Of course, I understand. Okay, and when coming to contact with yourself, William, are we okay to send you text messages and emails like we have already? Is that okay?
Yes, fine.
Yeah, okay. Our main point of contact will be via the
Right,
telephone.
fine. All right, fine.
Okay,
My
so.
the only thing is my house not very good for reception, but I will get the call eventually.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, is this the landline that you're calling off, is it?
No, this is the agency next door deals with people with mental health issues. No, they're in the next block from where I live.
Ah, okay, so they're letting you use their phone.
Yes.
Ah, okay, that's nice of them. Okay. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, sir?
Thermal, no.
Terminal, yeah. No,
No,
okay.
I've got epilepsy in that, but that's it.
Okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all, sir?
Pardon? What
Would
did
you
you
like
say?
to add a beneficiary to your application at all?
What's that?
So if anything was to happen to you during this application process, you can nominate a person that we can carry on the
All
process
right,
with.
okay, aye. Asha Cowan, that's my daughter. Asha.
Asha.
Yes, Asha Cowan.
Okay. And have you got a number for Asha, please?
I've got a number that's on my phone. I can't hold on. I'll try and look it up for you.
Okay, sir, no worries, take your time.
Just trying to get in the way up. I'm not very good. I'm not very good with phone.
Yeah, no, that's okay, take your time. Can't find the number up on the phone. Okay, no worries. So you can
Can I give
provide
you
that at a later
another
time.
time?
Yep, of course. What's Ash's date of birth, please, sir?
It's 15th of May, 1999.
Okay, perfect. And do you know where Asher lives?
She lives in Auchtermuchty.
Could you potentially spell that for me at all, sir?
Auchtermuchty. No, hold on. It's Auchtermuchty. Auchtermuchty.
Okay, is that in Cooper?
Yes, that's the one.
Yep, okay. And do you know her home address, or do you just know where the town that she lives in?
It's number 3, Pitt Maiden Wine. Number
Number
3, Pitt Maiden Wine.
Pitt Maiden Lane.
No, Pitt Maiden. PITMET. Pitt Maiden. EN. Pitt Maiden Wine in Auchtermuchty. I think it's KY10. Is it KY10? Oh, I'm not sure.
That's okay.
But men win.
fine. Okay, William, so I'm just going to inform you that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Yes.
And I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
I'm not, mental health's not good.
Your mental health's not good, okay, not that's good. Fine, so I'll take that into account. Okay, and what mental health issues is it that you're currently dealing with, sir?
I've depression, serious depression.
Okay. And are you receiving the help for that?
Yeah, I'm getting some help.
Yeah, okay. That's the main thing, William, and that's the start, isn't it? Okay, so the purpose of today's call, William, is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And what I'll do is I'll also gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us, but the three options that you are entitled to is option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the Scottish Government Scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, so regardless of whether you are successful or not with your application. Option three, INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Okay, so William, at this stage, can I just clarify whether you have any other representation in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Right.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%.
Right.
Okay. It is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Okay.
Okay, so if instructed by yourself, William, what we can assist with is whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We'll gather and review all evidence given over the phone call today. We will prepare and submit the application to the Redress Scheme in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you of any offers made on your application later down in the process. And we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. We can also offer assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. Okay, so what the statutory waiver is that I've just briefly mentioned to you, William, is that if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain the waiver to you before you decide to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims relating to the matters. Okay, so you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. Okay, does that all make sense to you so far,
yes,
William?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. So if that was the case, William, would you like us to proceed with working on your case straight away?
Yes.
Yep, okay, we can do that for you. Okay, and so we're able to verify who you are, William, and for verification purposes, alongside anti-money laundering regulations, we do need to verify who you are by obtaining a photo ID and proof of address. Okay. So what we'll need is a driver's license, a passport, or a birth certificate, alongside a proof of address dated within the last 3 months. Okay, and you can send that over to us via email or WhatsApp, if you have WhatsApp.
Yes. Okay. I'll send over, how did you say I send over the WhatsApp?
Yeah, you can send it over WhatsApp.
I don't use the phone, eh?
Yeah, no, okay, fair enough. Do you use WhatsApp at all?
No, I've never been on it, no.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. What you can do is you can send it over via email then.
I'm not sure how to do that, but I had a friend set an email up for me.
Yep, okay. Well, if you can give your friend a call at some point and just get them to come round and help you, send the email over to ourselves.
I'll keep the number.
Yeah, I'll send. What I'll do is the email that you've given me, which is woollycohen556.
Yeah.
I'll send you out an email, and it'll just have a request of a proof of identity and proof of address, and it'll just give you the list of what we can accept, and then your friend can just reply back to that email with the attached documents.
Okay.
So, William, the four types of abuse that the redress scheme look into is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do for you is I'm just going to go through your care settings with you. Is that okay?
Aye.
Okay, so can you provide me the name of the first care setting that you was placed at, please?
The first care?
The first care setting that you was placed at, yeah.
Rimbleton House. R-I-B, Rimbleton.
Yeah.
House. This was in Glenrothes, Fife. And then I went from there to Lynwood Hall in Leven. And then I went to Oakbank Listed School up in Aberdeen.
Okay, just bear with me. I'm just grabbing the details of Rimbleton House.
That was the assessment centre.
Okay.
I was there and then went to Lynwood Hall in Leven.
Okay. With Rimbleton House, when was you placed? What year was you placed there? Can you remember?
Oh, no, I can't remember. It would have been when I was 14 or 15.
Okay. So about 1973?
Yes, roughly, yes.
Okay, 1973.
That meant Lynwood Hall and Leven.
Yeah, okay. How long was you at Rimbleton House for?
That was an assessment centre. I was there for maybe 2 months.
2 months, okay, that's fine. So after Rimbleton, where was it that you went, sorry?
Lynwood Hall in Leven. I don't think it's open now, but Lynwood Hall.
Okay, just having a look at that one for you now. Yeah, Lynwood Hall Residential School.
Did you find it?
I've found it, yep.
Yeah, good, man.
Okay, so when being placed at Linwood Hall, shall we still go with 1973, and how long was you there for?
I was there about a year.
About a year, so 1974.
Roughly about a year.
Okay, that's
And then fun. Went to Oak Bank in Aberdeen.
Yeah, I know Oak Bank well. We've got a few clients that we're dealing with that have been there.
Yes, I went there.
Okay, and how long was you at Oak Bank for?
I was at Oak Bank for 2 years, maybe three.
Okay. And after Oak Bank, where was you then placed?
No, that was it. I was old enough to go and get a job.
Okay, so Oak Bank was your last care setting, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If it's okay with yourself, William, excuse me, am I okay to dive into your experiences at these care settings, starting with Rimbleton House?
What's that?
Am I okay to dive into the experiences that you faced during your time in care, starting with Rimbleton?
Yes, I wasn't an educator. It was a bad thing. My education and that.
Okay, so you was around about 14 years of age when you went to Rimbleton House.
Yes. I went there for not going to school.
Yeah.
But then I'm a product to the system.
Yeah, okay. What was it like at Rimbleton House in terms of, did you suffer some abuse, did you?
Aye, it was more mental.
Okay. And talk me through that. What was it like for you?
Oh, damn, I talk about it. Can you maybe phone me back another thing?
Yep, of course. Yeah, I can do that.
Just thinking about it, it's no good.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, what I'll do is I'll call you back, William, whenever
you call me back
best.
Maybe tomorrow or something, I think of that.
Yep, of course. All I need to do is I don't want to upset you in any way.
No.
I just need to grab some details. Yeah, of course, I understand. I'm just going to grab some details in regards to what's happened, just so I can put this into your application form and send it off, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll call you back tomorrow when you're ready. Would you like me to call you back in the morning or the afternoon?
Afternoon, please.
In the afternoon.
Don't
be sorry at all, William. It's what we're here for. We're here to help you. So I'll call you back in the afternoon, I'd say around about 2 o'clock.
That's perfect.
Yeah, no worries. I'll give you a call then, okay?
I'm sorry about this.
Not a problem, William. Don't be sorry. You take your time, okay? I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, William.
All right, bye.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.